grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Dearly beloved, Jesus heals this leper and he heals the servant of this centurion. So how come Jesus doesn't do whatever I want? Why doesn't Jesus heal my illness, and why doesn't he heal the illness of people that I love? How come Jesus doesn't do those healings like that when it's the way that I want it? Why this centurion's servant? Is it because he's somehow worthy? Is there something in him that's good enough that he deserves the healing from the Lord Jesus? Is he more worthy than I am? Is he more deserving than I am? Does this servant deserve to be healed? Maybe this guy did something that, you know, got Jesus' attention, that made it so that Jesus noticed him and then decided, yeah, I should take care of this guy. But the answer, of course, is it's not any of these things. We could easily ask, why does Christ come and die for you? Why does the precious and holy Son of God allow himself to be abused and mocked and whipped and beaten and spit upon and nailed to the cross to suffer and die for you? Do you deserve it? Are you worthy to be washed in his blood for the forgiveness of your own sins? And the answer, of course, is obviously no. Look at your own life. Look at your own sins. Catalog for a minute in your mind the things that you do that you know are wrong and that are true. So why did Jesus do it for you? Of course, in Scripture, Jesus doesn't do things randomly. He doesn't do things just to make a point, just to show off how powerful he is. But Jesus is revealing that he truly is God. He's God's Son. Jesus has the authority, and that's an important word, the authority and the power and the ability to heal these people the ways that he does it. And the centurion understood that. He wasn't even Jewish, but he understood that Jesus really didn't owe him anything. We know that he understood that because he said, Lord, I'm not worthy to have you come under my roof. Not worthy. We talked about worth just a few minutes ago. Not worthy to have you come under my roof. But by faith. Faith that God himself gives through the Holy Spirit. By faith, the centurion recognized that Jesus is under the authority of the Father. It's a very important concept for us Christians. It's a very important reality for all of us. Jesus would heal this boy, this servant, whether he deserved it or not, whether he was worthy or not, because that's what the Father sent the Son to do. He sent him to save people, to save individuals, to save sick people. Did you ever notice how Jesus broke the Jewish ceremonial law with the leper? Touched him. That leper was unclean, and any contact with that leper would make whatever it was also unclean. Jesus knowingly and willingly touched the leper and took into himself, into his holy, pure, clean self, the impurity and the uncleanness of the man's leprosy. That's what Jesus does for you and for me. He takes the impurity of those sins that you listed in your mind earlier. He takes the impurity of those sins into himself. So they're not yours anymore. Those aren't your sins. They've become Jesus' sins. And Jesus suffered and died for those sins, because he is under the authority of the Father to do just that. Jesus does it because he loves the Father, and in his love he obeys the Father. Remember the Garden of Gethsemane. There Jesus knelt down and sweat blood and cried out, "If it be possible, let this cup of suffering pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done." And the will of the Father was that Jesus, filled with the impurities of a sinful world, Jesus, filled with your sin and filled with my sin, Jesus, who knew no sin but became sin for us, that Jesus would go to the cross and die because of those sins, to forgive those sins, to forgive us sinners. It doesn't mean that Jesus doesn't love us because he loved the Father. Jesus absolutely wasn't just going through the motions. Who would allow themselves to be tortured and abused like that simply to be going through the emotions? Jesus wasn't just offering some warm, fuzzy feeling that we call love. Jesus' love is not a feeling, but it is his action. Often in the Gospels we read, Jesus looked and had compassion on someone. That compassion is his action, the action of the forgiveness of sins and the healing of lives. And this is the action that Jesus takes in our lives. So, this action comes to us. Comes to us in the waters of holy baptism, where we are washed and our sins are forgiven. Like Naaman, we come up out of the waters of holy baptism and our leprosy of sin is washed away. And we are holy and pure in the sight of God the Father. We hear the Word of God proclaimed to us from the lectern, from the pulpit. We hear God's Word. And do we respond like Naaman and say, "Wow, I was really hoping he'd come out and wave his hands and do something"? And instead, God gives us his clear and pure and simple word. And he gives us others to also help us understand that word and to receive it in faith, even as Naaman did. And the Lord Jesus also comes to us with that body and blood that were offered there on the cross, and forgives our sin when we receive those things in the sacrament of the Lord's Supper. We know that the Lord's promises are sure. We know that the Lord Jesus Christ, God's own Son, God Himself, is under the authority of the Father. And this means that forgiveness and eternal life are ours. They're yours in Christ Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.